I've always been one of those people that looked at people's dogs. Wherever I went, I would always be looking subconsciously for a dog that I could admire and maybe be lucky enough to get to know. And eventually, it's never the right time, but eventually I had to get one, and I did. Even now, and she's 4 years old now, every time we go to the park, I still have that feeling of total wonder. The way she sniffs around and everything's new and she's totally fascinated by a little red ball or a pom-pom that fell off somebody's hat or a smell or something even worse that she wants to lick. Everything she does is absolutely fascinating to me. Although there are times when I think I do get too obsessed with her. And I'm like, ooh, is she warm enough? Is she breathing? Is she okay? Or we go to the vets and they say she needs something totally ridiculous, like she can only eat ostrich or caviar or, I don't know, gold leaf or something like that. And I'm like, yeah, I'll buy it. I'll have that. Why not? Sounds like a good idea. Ridiculous. When I went to see my dog for the first time, there were loads of other boy puppies who were taken and they weren't available. And they literally piled up on top of her like a big puppy mountain and wouldn't let her even get anywhere near me. And they were so desperate for attention. And she was at the bottom of the pile. And she was quite weak and she was quite runty. And she was absolutely sort of squashed by them. But she crawled out. She crawled her little way out and she put her little head up and put her nose in the air as if to say, you're going to notice me. I don't have to do anything. I can just stand a foot away from everybody else and I will still be noticed. And she was so entitled. And I picked her up and she barely looked at me. And then she gave me one little lick on the nose. And I just loved her.